Stephanie Guo is in 10th grade, attending North Allegheny Intermediate High School. She's been playing piano for 10 years and is this week's featured artist from the Pittsburgh Concert Society's Young Artist Winners Showcase. She won the World Piano Competition and the Pittsburgh Teachers Association Award, and has also performed piano at Carnegie Hall, the one in New York, 4 times. And in addition to piano, is involved in ballet, martial arts, and swimming. Some of her hobbies include reading and dancing, listening to music. She attends Chinese school, plays piano for her church. We'll learn more about her when we talk with her in just a moment. But first, let's hear her play, and join me now as we welcome Stephanie Guo. Stephanie, that was beautiful. You're probably, hopefully you were happy with that. Tell me a little bit more about yourself. You've been playing since you were maybe in first grade?
When I was 5, so technically kindergarten.
And do you remember those moments at all when you were that young?
I remember when I first started, I didn't like piano a lot. It was mainly just to... Every time I practiced, it was just to pass a lesson, just to survive.
Yeah, so. To get to the next step. And when did piano finally become something that you did like so much that you have achieved this level of accomplishment?
After a while, I started liking it. And I had my first piano teacher. Her name was Jennifer Doyle, I think. And When I turned 7, I began studying with Luz Manerquez. She teaches at CMU. And then I started disliking it because I realized it got harder and it was more difficult, and just surviving the lessons wasn't good enough. And then after a while, though, maybe like 2 years, then I started really liking it and really enjoying it.
And what caused that, do you think, that change from dislike to like?
When I started attending my first competition, I realized that I needed to practice a lot. And in order for me to practice a lot, I had to like it. So I forced myself to like it, and now I actually really do.
So mastery is pretty important to you, and then once you've mastered it, the ability to use the skills just brings you complete pleasure, it sounds like.
Yeah.
And I was curious about ballet. You're among the first, I'm sure there's other people who are as accomplished as, at an instrument as you are that also like ballet. Was that a similar goal for you, to be able to master the moves and methods within ballet?
Ballet was basically a hobby. It wasn't as serious as piano.
Mm-hmm.
I went once a week, and it was something I enjoyed, and it was just a way to exercise and relieve stress.
Okay, well, that's good to know. I really admire people like you that can do things like ballet and like piano. I think both require so much dexterity and grace. Is there anybody you'd like to acknowledge? You mentioned the teacher at Carnegie Mellon from your earlier years. Is this person still your teacher? Or who's teaching you now?
Luz Manerquez is teaching me
okay.
now. She's been teaching me for 7 years.
And anybody else you'd like to mention?
Yeah, I'd like to thank Luz, and I'd like to thank my mom because she helps me a lot with piano. She comes home from work, and that's what she does, practices with me. And I'd really like to thank Pittsburgh Concert Society for giving me these wonderful opportunities. If it weren't for them, I wouldn't have been able to perform in the concert in February, and I wouldn't be here today. So, yeah.
Well, terrific. We'll talk more about your experience with Pittsburgh Concert Society during our next break. Now, you're playing three portions from one work, and what work is that?
It's called Chopin's Concerto No. 1.
Okay, and we'll continue with another segment from that. Stephanie Guo is who you're hearing. She is a 10th grader attending North Allegheny Intermediate High School and is representing the best of the best from the Pittsburgh Concert Society today at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Thank you.
that is just tremendous. Stephanie Guo, and that's such a dramatic piece. And is that the piece you played at the concert at Kresge?
The piece I played at Kresge was Fantasy Impromptu by Chopin and Bartok's Suite, Opus 14.
And when I mentioned Kresge, that's the one of the Pittsburgh Concert Society concerts, and it's the one Stephanie mentioned from February. What is the experience like auditioning and competing in the Pittsburgh Concert Society Young Artists competition? Some people just may be wondering what it's like from your perspective.
It's pretty nerve-wracking the few days before, because you realize, oh, it's in a couple days. I need to start practicing. And but when you get up, when I got up there, it was I tried to block all those thoughts away and just focus on the music. And so it wasn't that bad. The most nerve-wracking days was like the day before.
It's probably easier to do it than it is to anticipate doing it,
yeah.
I would guess. After you auditioned, did you have to go to a second round, or was it just one audition and then waiting to be notified?
It was just one.
And how long did you have to wait?
They called around 8 o'clock or 7 to inform me, and truth be told, I kind of forgot that they were going to call me since I went home and started doing homework. And it just came as a big surprise whenever they did.
I was curious what you were at. So you learned, within a day or later that.
Yeah.
So that people, it makes sense. I guess everybody confers, and it's nice not to leave you hanging, wondering how it goes. So you answer the phone probably, or your mom gave you the phone, and you probably had forgotten all about it. And how did you feel upon learning it?
I was really happy, just really excited, and just so surprised.
I was going to ask you if you thought you had nailed it, or if when you did that audition, if you feel like you're your own worst critic. Did you feel like you could have done certain things better, or did you feel good about your performance?
I felt good about the Fantasy Impromptu, and the Bartok, I thought I rushed, and I got really paranoid about that and really nervous, but then I forgot, so.
Yeah, and a lot of times these things you sense, nobody else senses. It's really tricky, when you're as accomplished as you are. Mm-hmm. I want to thank the Pittsburgh Concert Society for all the great work they've done, and you can learn more about them if you're wondering. At pittsburghconcertsociety.org or by phoning 412-279-2970. We'll hear the third portion of your piece. Is there anything else you'd like to say? I really want to thank you for being here.
Thanks.
Okay, well, back to Stephanie Guo.
Thank you.
Stephanie Guo from the Pittsburgh Concert Society, congratulations and thank you for a wonderful performance.